salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the
You are the rock of ages. You are high and exalted on your throne. Lift up your voices now in praise to God and with gratitude, with scripture or thanksgiving. Let's worship him now together.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, we praise you and thank you for how you have been at work and how you will continue to work in the lives of your people. We pray now that you would open our hearts to hear what your word has to say to us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our passage for confession comes from James 3. James 3, 5 through 10. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire! And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. I can't remember a time in my life when I wasn't around and fascinated by power tools. Okay, so maybe some of you guys can identify with that. I had the privilege, even as a very young kid, growing up in the wood shop with my dad. And I'm positive I caused my mom a whole lot of grief and stress. And my dad taught me a great many things. And one thing that has always stuck with me, he was showing me how to use a particular type of power saw. And he said, "You can't be afraid of the machine, but you have to use it with a great deal of respect for the harm and damage that it could potentially do." And I was reminded of that as I considered our passage for confession this morning. You know, James is speaking with such intense language about the potential of our tongue for evil and sin, whether it be in our own lives, in the church, in relationships, in families. And he's doing that to warn us against using our words flippantly and carelessly. You know, there is a healthy and good sense of respect and almost a fear we ought to have when we consider the potential that we could do or maybe we have done in the things that we have said. All of us can probably think of memories in our own life, something in the past that someone has said to us, and it really doesn't matter how long ago it was, but even just thinking about it can bring up fresh pain and fresh hurt. And maybe in this moment we're considering something we've said to somebody where we would give anything to take that back or do anything to be able to undo the hurt that that caused. Well, the purpose of our confession time this morning is not simply just to conjure up these bad feelings and feel sorry for what we've done, but it's to turn to the Lord for healing. Notice James says in the passage, he's very clear, no human being can tame the tongue, but God can. Christ can. So would you allow God to speak to you this morning in the intensity of this language, to allow the weight of what James is saying to drive you to the Lord, to ask for his forgiveness, ask for mercy, and ask for grace from his Spirit to change you, to transform you? Consider these questions as we come to confession. Do I take the time to choose my words carefully, giving consideration to the potential influence they will have on people? Or are my words marked by carelessness and pride? Have I bought into thinking that if I offer God words of praise, he will excuse my words of cursing against people? Or do I use my speech for the purpose of blessing with integrity before God and others? We'll take a few moments to confess privately to the Lord, and then I'll lead us in the corporate prayer of confession. Would you pray together with me? God of all grace and mercy, we confess to you our failure to control our speech with care and thoughtfulness. We come to you grieved over the hurt we have caused others with our words. Forgive us, Lord, for our sin against you and our fellow man. Transform us through your grace into people eager to speak the truth with all the love and humility of Christ. Amen. Would you please stand and receive the assurance of pardon from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Let us now give our worship to God for his mercy on us. Because of what Christ has done, we can have peace with God. May the peace of God be with you all.
And also with you.
you would take a few moments to greet each other with this peace. If you need to use the restrooms, they are across the hall. And children will be dismissed for Children's Church at this time. They can meet their teacher in the back corner. We'll see you back in a few minutes.
The name of Jesus is a refuge, a shelter from the storm, a help to those who call. The name of Jesus is a fortress, a saving place to run, a hope unshakable. When we fall, you are Savior. When we call, you are the answer. There is power in your name. There is power in your name. In the name of Jesus, there is life and healing. Chains are broken in your name. Every knee will
could make your way to your seats, that would be great. If you could just... There's a long line at the coffee place. I completely understand why. Let me just welcome you, especially for those of you who this may be your first time visiting with us. We are very glad that you are here, and we want to make sure that you feel very welcomed. As a result of that, we would just ask that you would make yourself available to any of the refreshments in the back, especially at the end of the service. There's also a resource table in the back corner. There's some books back there. Those are for you, and we don't expect any type of donation. If you find a book that might be helpful to you or that looks interesting, please just take that. That is on us. Additionally, if you want to have some more information about Ironworks Church, there is a sign-up list in the back where you can put your email and your phone number. Darren, our pastor, who is on vacation, will follow up with you when he comes back from his vacation. He sends out one email, and that's it. And we don't sell your email, as Darren likes to say, to spam. So please don't be fearful of that. So, welcome. We do have a few announcements for you this morning. The first one, I believe, there it is, it's on the screen. Coming up soon, we will be having a class called Exploring Ironworks Church. It's coming up very soon, in the middle of September and at the end of September. There's two dates there. So if you want to learn more about Ironworks Church, or you're interested in becoming a member of Ironworks Church, or interested in receiving baptism, we would invite you to come and explore what Ironworks Church is about. Doing so does not make you committed in any way. In fact, if you learn more about Ironworks Church and you find out that we're not what you like, you can go away, and that's fine. We're not going to hunt you down or anything. So please consider that. If you've been visiting with us a regular amount of time, consider becoming a member. It's a vital part of your life as a Christian. We do have another announcement, so I'll invite Matt Comber to come up and tell us about softball.
Thanks, Josh.
I guess I'm louder than Justin. I just wanted to, you're probably sick of hearing my voice by now, but I promise this is my last announcement, because the softball tournament is this Saturday. We've got a pretty good group of people registered and signed up. You probably, if you have expressed interest, you've received an email, but if you're still interested and haven't let me know, either let me know or there's a sign-up sheet where you can put your email address down and I can get you the information. But if you're not a big softball player, you can still help support the great cause that Get Well Gabby is about. They're raising money for childhood cancer awareness and the funds for childhood cancer. This is really something that I wanted to do, not because I love softball, but also because of the cause. I think it's the most devastating disease because not only does it affect the child, but also the family is just completely impacted. And Gabby Vogel, who passed away a couple years ago, she passed away pretty quickly in about 6 months. But you could just imagine the grief that the family goes through. So, as a community, we can come around and support them, show our love, and show our support. So, there's a couple ways to do that. You can Google Get Well Gabby. You'll come up to their page. You'll see the information about the softball tournament, and you can donate towards that cause, towards our team fundraising goal, and that would be great. Or you can come out to the fields, again, Saturday, this Saturday, the 24th, and the games will start around 9 o'clock, around 10 o'clock. There'll be more activities for family and kids and stuff like that, and that's all free of charge. Of course, they're going to take donations, and there are going to be raffles and all sorts of stuff like that. So it'd be great if you can come out and have, if you have a free half hour or an hour to come support the team, that'd be great. But thanks a lot, and see you on the softball field.
All right, now we're going to transition to our time of offering. And the way we do our offering here at Ironworks Church is a little bit different than you might see at a different church. We don't pass a plate, so you will not see a plate being passed. We don't discourage your financial giving, though. There is a box in the back that can receive your tithes and offerings at the end of the service. But what we want to do is we want members of our congregation to be able to share with you the gifts that God has given them, and in doing so, offer to the Lord their worship, and therefore stir us up how we might be able to then worship God in a similar way. And so we have Ganell Hill, Nate, and Becky. My lovely wife is going to share a song with you this morning.
So I live with the preacher today, so I have a little bit of insight into what he's going to talk about. And I'm not going to steal his thunder, but one of the things that he's talking about is how we in Christ are unified into one body. What we have here as a church, as we're being knit together in one body, it's different than just, you know, some social club or group of friends. It's something that God is doing. He is drawing us together and connecting us so that we can bear each other's burdens, rejoice with one another in a way that is just so deep and so beautiful, and a way that I'm so grateful for. So this song sort of talks about that, and it's my offering to all of you to say I'm so grateful for all of you and how we're being knit together and how we're becoming one body. So thank you, my friends.
Just where I am going when I'm in need of sweet commiseration to speak out loud. Raise a glass to friendship and to knowing you don't have to go alone. Burdens on this road. It's every burden I've carried, every joy it's understood. Life with you is half as hard and twice as I'm mystery to me now, except this one thing. It will be half as hard and twice as good.
Thank you, guys. Would you pray together with me? Again. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for what you have done in Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you for paying the price for our sin and rebellion against you, Father. We thank you so much, Lord, that you are the healer of the broken, Lord, and that you lift us up and encourage us with all the strength of Christ. And Lord, we do just bring our request to you, Lord, our needs. And we are a needy people, Lord. We're so dependent on your strength, Lord, dependent on your help to get us through. And Lord, I just bring before you, Lord, the needs of our nation. I ask, Lord, that you would revive our land. Bring us out of the trust in the vain things, Lord, that so much pervade our country, Father. Bring us away from trust in wealth and trust in economy, Lord, and trust in leaders and trust in armies and trust in governments. Father, help us to put our trust in the sovereign Lord, that you would lead people all across this nation, Lord, to yourself through whatever means you see fit, Lord, that your glory would spread over this nation, Lord, as people cry out to you and turn from their ways. Lord, I just lift up the town of Phoenixville to you, Lord, the town that you have called us to, Lord, and that we love. Lord, I pray particularly that your justice and your righteousness would reign in this place. Father, I pray that you would be with those judges and those officers of the law, Lord, and lawyers, that justice would prevail. Lord, that righteousness would be done. Lord, that this place more and more would be a place of righteousness and safety and peace for the community. Lord, that that the right thing would be done by every person, Lord, every family, every business, and every community. Lord, I just lift up the needs of our church to you, Lord. I thank you so much for this group of people, Lord. We thank you for your sovereignty in our lives, Lord, not only as individuals and as families, but, Lord, your sovereignty in bringing us all together, Lord, and supplying the exact members of the body that we need. Lord, we thank you so much for that, Lord. And I ask in that regard, Lord, you would just be with the relationships of our church, Lord. I pray that you would just be creating new friendships, Lord, creating new and lasting bonds, Lord, that we would be able to walk with each other. Lord, I pray for that one here, Lord, who is downcast and perhaps feeling that they don't have a friend. Lord, make us sensitive to that.